各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来分享，趁着还有今日，来做今天晚上查考的主题。
So tonight we'd like to use this topic, while it is still called today, as our mutual encouragement。
这个题目我们一看就知道，说要一起来学习，我们要怎么样把握我们的生命。
So it's quite easy to tell that we should learn how to cherish our time from this topic.
我们人是活在时间里面的。
As we know, we live under the time and space.
我们的生命是时间累积起来的。
And our life is actually accumulated with time.
所以过去的我们就已经没有办法再让它返回来。
So for something that's already happened in the past, we cannot reverse the events.
当然，有一些人在梦想将来以后是不是能够让时间回到从前去。
Perhaps some people might have a dream that maybe in the technology in the future time they might be able to go back into the past.
但是在我们现今，我们人的生命里面，过去的就回不来了。
However, according to the present technology, there's no one can go back to the past.
那未来呢？我们其实还不知道。
And perhaps we do not know anything about our future.
所以当我们谈说要趁着还有今天的时候，其实有两层意义的。
So that's why there actually are two layer meanings when we talk about we should utilize our present time.
我们要把握机会。
We should utilize our opportunities.
因为很多事情都在乎当时的机会。
Because a lot of time is the matter of the opportunity during that time.
那这个机会就是现在，就是我们今天。
And sometimes this opportunity refer to our present time.
圣经说很多时候很多事情都是在乎当时的机会。
According to the Bible, it says that sometimes what it matters is about the present opportunity.
那趁着今天其实也在告诉我们说我们要能够把握生命，因为人生其实是很短的。
We should tell us that we should count our days because our life is very short.
特别是当我们听到说我们有一些亲人，我们的认识的朋友们他们突然间离世以后。
Especially after we have heard or learned the news that our close one just passed away.
或者是我们所认识的亲人呢，他们在年纪还不大的时候就已经罹患了一个重病，即将面临死亡。
Or the relatives of our friends, they actually inflicted with the terminal illness and they are about to leave this world soon.
那在正常的情况下，我们认为说一个人应该还有几年可以活，为什么现在突然间就要到达终点了呢？
In an ordinary situation, we might thought, those people should have more time in this world. Why is going to be concluded that soon?
虽然圣经说我们人一生年岁是七十岁或八十岁。
Even though according to the Bible, the ordinary people might have a life of at the age of 70 or 80s.
但是那个是平均的寿命。
However, that number comes from the average.
有些人其实在年纪轻轻的时候就已经活不到，等到他年老的时候。
In fact, there are many people die in their young age.
那所以我们当我们面对说我们认识的朋友，我们所知道的亲人，他们死了以后，我们会有什么感想呢？
So when you heard someone pass away, what kind of thoughts do you have?
那过去的人如果断气的，那就一切就已经决定了，就没有再什么好说的。
As we know, for someone who breathed his last breath, we know everything is already done and concluded.
但是我们今天还活着的人看到这个现象，我们就要有一个思想。
However, those who are still alive and saw that phenomenon, that there is something for us to think about.
如果我们会想，圣经说这个叫做有智慧。
So if we know how to meditate and ponder upon that, the Bible says that we are the one who has the wisdom.
传道书说要往那个招商的家去，不要往那个宴乐的家去了。
And in the book of Proverbs, they told us to go to the funeral instead of banquet.
因为死是众人的结局。
Because we know death is the final destination that we will one day encounter.
因为早晚的事情，每一个人都要走那一条路。
It only matters it comes earlier or later.
那所以我们当我们去往招商的家去的时候，我们就会想我们人的一生当怎么样来把握。
So when we attend funerals, then we will utilize that time to think about how should we redirect or plan our life.
我们要首先认识生命的本质是什么。
So first we should come to understand what is the essence of life.
圣经说生命是掌握在神手上的。
And Bible told us that life is in the hand of God.
我们再来看传道书第八章啊。
So let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书第八章。
Ecclesiastes.
第八节。
Chapter 8, verse 8.
八章八节说，无人有权力掌管生命，将生命留住，也无人有权力掌管死期。这场征战无人能免，邪恶也不能救那好行邪恶的人。圣经这里很清楚地说，生死在神手上。
And here clearly tell us that life and death is in the hand of God.
那对神来说是没有生命，没有时间性的。
To God, there is no limitation between time and space.
时间是神所创造出来的。
And time is actually a creation of God.
所以生命是掌握在神手上，因为生命是时间的累积。
So that's why life is in the hand of God, and time is the accumulation of time.
也是神的气息在人的肉体里。
And the life happens when God's breath is still in us.
那所以今天我们如果能够了解说生死在神手上，一个人的生与死其实就是神所掌控的。
So we come to understand that our life is in God's hand, and God is in control of that.
一个人如果尊重神，那么他就不会想要去任意的结束自己的生命。
For those who know God, they will not kill themselves that easily.
那人如果认识神，也不会很自大的说人有办法对生命做什么事。
And if they understand God is in control, then they will also not be so proud and saying that they can do something to their own life.
其实我们的生命是从神的角度来看是很短的。
And according to God's aspect, and our life is actually pretty short.
当时候神对在以赛亚书里面曾经这样说过。
And in the book of Isaiah, God ever said,
他曾经要他的使者呢去大声喊叫。
And he has sent his angels to cry out loud.
喊叫一个事实。
And to cry out one fact.
就是人的凡有气息的人的生命是像草上的花。
For those who possess flesh, their life is just like flowers and grass in this world.
我们看一下以赛亚书第40章。
So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书40章的第六节。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 6.
四十章第六节
Chapter 40, verse 6.
有人声说你喊叫吧，有一个说那我喊叫什么呢，说凡有血气的尽都如草，他的美容都像野地的花。第七节
verse 7.
草必枯干，花必凋残，因为神的气吹在其上，百姓诚然是草。第八节
verse 8.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。这句话是接在那个旷野有人声在喊叫，要为神预备道路，接下来所强调的一个信息。
So that's a message that cries out loud, and this message is coming from someone who's preparing the road for God.
我们时常用以赛亚书40章的第一节到第五节在强调这个是施洗约翰他将来来到世上预备道路，为主耶稣预备道路之前的预言。
And many times we utilize verse 1 to 5 of chapter 40 to mention that this is the prophecy regarding to John the Baptist.
那其实当时候这个旷野的声音，他喊叫有喊叫两项主要的内容的。
And when this person cried out, in this message there are two important points.
他喊叫的是说要预备神的路，要修平神的道。
One is to pave the road for God. The other one is to rectify and send out the correct message.
因为神的荣耀要显现出来，就是主耶稣基督要天上荣耀的神要来到人间，为人预备救恩。
Because the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and his salvation should be done.
凡流血气的一同看见，要看见主耶稣基督的荣耀。
And all flesh shall see this glory.
那另外一个重点，他喊的重点就是人生是很短暂的。
And another message coming out from this voice is to tell us that the life, a human life, is very short.
他说凡有血气的都像草一样。
All flesh is just as grass.
野地的草跟草上的花，他说其实早上 很华美，晚上的时候就被割下枯干了。
And you mentioned that perhaps those flowers and grass might bloom during daytime, but they will become withered during the night.
那神，但是反过来，他说有一个对比，就是神的话是永远立定的。
However, in contrast, it tells us that God's words shall stand eternally.
因为这是神的真理。
Because God's words is truth.
存到永远。
And will stand forever.
但是人的生命其实是就几十年而已。
However, humans' lives only for several tens of years.
这是当时候神要他的先知在旷野的地方大声喊的信息啊。
So this God want his prophet to cry out loud in the wilderness.
后来在新约雅各书里面描述说我们生命像一片云雾一样，出现少时就不见了。
And in book of James, in New Testament, you mentioned that our life is just like a mist. When sun comes out, then it all vanish.
如果我们了解生命在神手上，
So if you understand our lives is in the hand of God,
人是生命很短暂的，
And for human lives, very short,
那我们就会很谦卑，不敢为明日之夸。
Then we will humble ourselves and not boast about tomorrow.
箴言27篇第一节说我们不可为明日之夸，因为你不知道一天要发生什么事情。
And in Proverbs told us do not be boastful about our tomorrow because we do not know what will happen tomorrow.
因此我们需要有像摩西跟大卫他们这样的智慧。
So that's why we need to have the same wisdom of David and Moses.
你看摩西他怎么祷告神。
Let's see how Moses prayed to God.
如果我们看诗篇90篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
你看他在强调说神是永恒的。
And he was trying to emphasize that God is eternal.
那人是很短的，很短暂的。
And for human, it's limited, and you only have a temporary short life.
那人他是从尘土出来，最后要归于尘土。
And for human, they came out from the dust, and eventually will return back to dust.
那你看他说，人的生命在神眼中看来，他说就像夜间的一更而已的，就是很短暂的一刻。
So, it mentioned that in God's point of view, our life is just like a quarter.A minute in the time of sense.
他说就好像睡一觉而已啊，睡一觉就那么短的时间。
Just like you taking a nap, and it's just like as short as that.
然后他说像生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上就割下枯干了。
It's just like the growing weeds, you grow in the morning and wither during the night.
他说我们像一口气。
And we are just like a breath.
会像风一吹就不见了。
And when the wind starts to blow, then it disappears.
所以他说我们这么短暂的人生当中，他说可夸的也不过是劳苦愁烦呢。
So it is in this short and temporary life, all we can boast about is our labors.
那怎么办呢？第十二节啊，九十篇第十二节。
So then what should we do about it in verse 12?
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So in verse 12 tells, so teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
如果我们会懂得算算我们自己还有多少日子齁。
So if we know how to number our days,
我们大概就会知道要怎样过我们剩下的年日。
Then we will know how to live our life.
因为我们年日神已经定好了。
Because God had already set a time for us.
我们每一天就好像从这个我们的 account 里面这个账户里面把那些时间一个一个抽走，慢慢越来越少，绝对不会增加，只会越来越少而已。
It's just like God has already given you certain balance, and every day you take some out from your balance.
但是我们每过一天，我们的生命就减少一天了。
So once a day passes by, our life becomes shortened by a day.
每一天都向那个终点在前进了。
And every day we are going towards our destination.
只是我们不知道说还有多少嘛。但是我们肯定是有一天会用完了。
The only thing that we are not sure is that we don't know how far we are away from the ending, but we know one day we'll reach that end.
所以如果我们知道要怎样数算日子的话，他说我们就会得到智慧的心，会知道说要怎么样来过日子了。
So here tells us that if we know how to number our days, then we will have a heart of wisdom, which knowing how to live our lives.
要能够数算日子啊。那个大卫他说，先要了解说，明白说我们人的生命不长。
So in order to do this, number our days first, we should know that our life in this world is very short.
诗篇39篇是大卫的祷告。
So let's turn to Psalm chapter 39.
我们看39篇。
Let's turn to chapter 39.
第四节。
Verse 4.
诗篇39篇的第四节。
Psalm chapter 39 verse 4.
说神啊，求你叫我晓得我身之中，我的寿数几何，叫我知道我的生命不长。第五节。
Verse 5.
你使我的年日载如手掌，我一生的年数在你面前如同无有。个人最稳妥的时候，真是全然虚晃。那这一段信息呢，是大卫他的祷告，他求神说，让他能够有一个智慧，知道说，哎呀，我的寿数其实真的很少了。
So, according to verse 4 and 5, David prayed to God, and may God give him the wisdom to know that his life is very short.
这是我们每一个人每一天都要常常去想的问题。
And that's something that we should think about every day.
我们越早能够有这样像大卫这种心情啊，我们越能够掌握我们的生命。
Earlier that we can realize, just as David did right here, then we can manage our life better sooner.
特别在年纪轻的时候，我们大家都不会想到说，哎，有一天变老。
When we are still young, it's very hard for us to imagine that one day we'll all become old.
特别在年纪小的时候，都希望说赶快长大，赶快变老一点比较好。
Especially when we are all children, the best thing that we would like to hope is to become adults.
昨天晚上跟一个小朋友在讲话的时候，他就希望说，我赶快能够变成18岁，我能够赶快变得是12岁，因为他现在只有5岁而已。
And I talked to a little brother or sister, was only 5 years old, and he told me that I really wish that I can become year 12 or year 18 or 19.
那如果我们在座我们年纪大一点的兄姐，我们一定希望说，不要太早变成68岁、78岁，慢一点比较好。
And for people who are sitting right here right now, we will hope that we won't reach age 68.
年纪大的人不喜欢过年呢。
And for those who are advancing age, they do not like to celebrate Chinese New Year.
那这是因为得到智慧嘛？因为知道说日子越来越短了。
Because those people have obtained the wisdom, they know that their life is getting shorter and shorter.
那在这个短暂的年日里面，我们到底要追求什么？
So in this short span of our life, then what should we pursue after?
这个事实是每一个人只要去坐下来好好的想一想，去想我们的生活，我们都会了解的，都会明白的。
So if we spend some time and think about this in our time of solitude, then we can find an answer.
我们今天在主耶稣基督里面，我们的看法跟一般的人是不一样的。
In Jesus, we have a different logic and thoughts.
我们所追求的目标跟一般的世人也不同了。
And the goal that we are pursuing after are totally different from the people in this world.
我们来看哥林多后书第五章。
So let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章
2 Corinthians chapter 5
第一节
verse 1
哥林多后书五章一节
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1
我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了必得着神所造不是人所造在天上永存的房屋第二节
verse 2
我们在这帐篷里叹息深想得那从天上来的房屋好像穿上衣服第三节
verse 3
倘若穿上被遇见的时候就不至于赤身了第四节
verse 4
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦并非愿意脱下这个乃是愿意穿上那个好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了第五节
verse 5
为此陪持我们的就是神他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据这段圣经啊这是接续前面第四章十六节以后他所强调的他的一个信息就是我们所顾念的其实是看不见的那是在天上的
And verse 1 to 5 actually continue from the previous chapter is telling us that the things in heaven cannot be seen with our naked eyes
我们活着的时候我们在肉体还活着的时候就要想到有一天当我们要离开这个世界的时候我们到底要去哪里
So while we are still alive in this world we should think about where will we go when we die
活着的时候就要想到有永生的问题了
So when we're still alive, think about this this problem of our eternal life.
你看那时候我们很熟悉的有一个少年财主，他来问主耶稣说：“这个夫子啊，我要做什么才能够得到永生
？”So when Jesus was still in this world preaching, there was a young rich man come to ask him, "So what should I do to receive this eternal life?"
虽然后来主耶稣跟他讲完以后，他还是走了，他没有办法照主耶稣讲的方法来得到那个永生。
Even though at the end, he went on his way, after Jesus told him what to do.
但至少他当时候他还年轻的时候，他想到这个永生的问题了。
At least, he had a very good head start. He started thinking about this next life.
那所以今天我们有时候在看这个故事，我们就想到说，我们是不是会也是一样想到说，哎，将来我离开这个世界要去哪里？有没有把握？
So a lot of time, just like this story, do we think about this next life, and do we have this guarantee that we know we'll definitely go into heaven?
五章第一节说，我们原知道说，我们这个地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得着神所造，不是人所造，在天上永存的房屋。那这个地上的帐篷，当然指的是我们现在地上这个肉体哦。
So here it mentioned that we know if our earthly house, this earthly house is our flesh that we have right now.
那个会得到神所造的，不是人所造，在天上永存的房屋。这看起来好像是神要给我们一个属灵的灵体，让我们将来可以承受天上永远的基业，那个美好的盼望。
And in the later part, verse 1 mentioned that we will have a building from God, seems like we will have this spiritual body in order to inherit God's possessions.
那所以从这个地上的帐篷这句话来看，我们知道说，这个其实在讲我们人生就是像客旅一样，就像寄居的。
So according to verse 1, it's just telling us that our life on earth is just like a sojourner.
肉体的生命就像搭帐篷，去旅行搭帐篷一样而已。
And our earthly house, which is our flesh, is just like building a tent, a temporary tent in this world.
那这个我们现在活着这个肉体像帐篷一样，这个概念其实不是只有保罗这样想。
And this concept is not only mentioned by Apostle Paul.
彼得他也这样说的。
Apostle Peter also mentioned the same thing.
那所以当时候一般这些使徒们他们都一直认为说，哎，我们现在住在这里真的是像帐篷一样，搭帐篷。
Apostles' time, many apostles consider the same way. We live here just like living in the tent.
你看彼得后书一章的第十三节。
So let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书一章的十三节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
说我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们。第十四节。
Verse 14.
因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。那这里彼得特别说，他趁着他还在帐篷的时候，就是他还没有死以前呢。
And here mentioned as long as I am in this tent, which means that he was still alive.
他要能够将他所从神领受的来提醒当时候的信徒。
So he was trying to remind the members according to God's teaching.
那当时候他也知道说，他脱离这帐篷的时候，快就是他快要死了。
And during that time, he realized he was about to depart from this world.
那当我们脱离这个帐篷，就是地上的帐篷像拆毁一样的肉体毁坏。他说将来要得到那个天上永存的房屋了。
So once we depart from this world, it's just like a tent is being put off, and God will give us this new building in heaven.
那这个天上永存的房屋，它是看起来是要把它穿在，他说好像穿上衣服一样，就是第五章第二节所说的。
So in chapter 5 verse 2, and having this new building is just like putting on a new cloth.
那所以呢，从这个好像穿上衣服这句话看来，好像这里所讲的就是我们会得到一个属灵的灵体，是充满荣耀的。
So which is telling, which tells us that we will one day receive this spiritual body.
那这个也是神所要给我们的产业。
And that's part of the possession that God wants to give us.
那神所给我们在天上这一些，他说天上的房屋，这个属灵的灵体呢，是不会朽坏、不会玷污、不会衰残的。
And this heavenly building, which is the spiritual body, will not decay.
这是神所造的啦。
And that's created by God.
你看，凡神所造的都特别耐用。
As we know, anything that created by God is very durable.
因为神本来他所造都是好的。
And in the beginning, everything that God created was good.
如果不是恶者的破坏，不是因为罪的缘故啊。
If not because of those destruction from those evil ones.
你看神所讲出的话就存到永远。
Then God's words last forever.
神所盖的，他说天上的房屋是存到永远的。
And this building built by God will last forever.
这个叫做荣耀。
And this is something called glory.
因为我们人所造的东西都会变旧的，每一个东西只要我们一生产出来之后，就是 慢慢变旧了。
As we know, all the production that we made in this world, once it's made, then it starts getting old and depreciated.
那哥林多后书说，我们在这个帐篷里面是叹息劳苦。
And you mentioned that in this world, that all we have is sighing and laboring.
说并不是说愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，因为这是一个比较问题。
And it's saying that not because I like to put off this and wear that is purely a comparison.
因为所穿上的是那个天上永存的房屋，那个是永远的荣耀，好的无比的。
Because what it put on is this heavenly building, which is spiritual body, that is something extremely good.
那好叫这必死的被生命吞灭，其实意思就是说，这个必朽坏的被生命取代，就是这个肉体会被这个荣耀的灵体取代了。
So telling you later on, this flesh or body will go decay, will be replaced by this spiritual body.
也其实在隐含着我们会从死里复活，得到一个属灵灵体的那种荣耀。
Which implies that we will resurrect from death and receive this spiritual body.
那第五章第五个人后书五章五节这里说，为此培植我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
So in according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5,
那这个培植我们就是神，其实你如果看另外的翻译本呢，他就会比较明白说到底在讲什么。
So if you read from other translation text, then you might have a better understanding on this verse.
新译本里面他是说，那在我们身上完成的工作，使我们达成这个目标的就是神了。
And in NIV version say that The reason that we accomplish this work is because God help us.
我们会达到一个目标，那就是真的能够得到这个天上永存的房屋。
And when we achieve this goal, which means that we receive this building of God.
神在我们身上动工，做很多工作的。
It's because God work through us and accomplish many things.
神怎样培植我们，他怎样让我们真的能够把握我们这个短暂的生命，去做得到这个天上永存的这个永生呢？
So how did God train us and develop us so we can understand that we should seize every opportunity in this world?
你看，我们今天每一件事情都是神在我们心里面运行动工的结果。
And today, all the works that we have done today is all because God moved among us in our hearts.
所以你看，神培植我们，第一个他先把这个道理栽在我们的心里面。
So when God trains us, first thing He do is to implant God's word in our hearts.
那神把这个生命的道让我们明白。
So He allow us to understand the words or the way of the life.
神把他的道让我们从那道里面得到一个活泼的盼望。
So through His words that we can see and experience this vivid hope.
如果我们看雅各书第一章。
So if we turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
第二十一节
，verse 21，
雅各书一章二十一节
，James chapter 1 verse 21。
所以你们要脱弃一切的污秽和淫欲的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。读一下这一节
，verse 21。Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness and implanting words.Which is able to save our souls, or your souls.
神在我们每一个人的心里面都栽了这个道，这个是灵魂的道，是存到永远的。
And God had implanted this, this word, which is the words or the way of salvation.
彼得前书里面说，这个叫做活泼长存的福音呢。
And in other chapter, Paul further explained that that is the gospel that is living.
这是一个。让我们得到永生的一个福音，这个信息让我们心里面现在开始在心里面运行。
So, which is that this gospel of salvation start to work in our hearts?
然后呢，当这个我们用温柔的心让这个道能够生长以后，哎，这个接下来我们的生命就在因着受洗跟主耶稣基督藏在神里面了。
After we allow these words to grow with meekness, then We start to grow in Christ Jesus.
如果我们看哥罗西书的第三章
，So if we turn to Colossians chapter 3,
哥罗西书第三章
，Colossians chapter
3, 看第三节
，3 verse 3,
哥罗西书三章三节
，Colossians chapter 3 verse 3,
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。第四节
，verse 4,
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。这里说。 我们的生命是跟基督一同藏在神里面的。
And in verse 3, he mentioned that for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in Jesus, in God, excuse me.
那所以现在基督是我们的生命了。
So now, Jesus is our life.
他显现的时候我们也要跟他一同显现在荣耀里啊。
So when Christ, who is our light, appears,
那这个叫做神是用这个方式来培植我们，他是让我们要达到这个目标。
And we will also appear in His glory, so that God used that as a goal for us.
将来要能够跟主耶稣一同显现在荣耀，这个就是永远的荣耀，这个就是天上永存的房屋。
So one day we will appear with Him in glory, which is to inherit this building of God together.
所以我们今天每一个人信主的时候，我们应该都会有这个盼望的。
So when we first come to believe, we will all have this hope.
至少现在在真耶稣教会里面。
At least when we are still in TJC.
如果我们相信我们的基本信仰。
If we believe in all those ten basic beliefs.
我们知道主耶稣基督一定会再来。
We know Jesus will come for sure.
他来的时候就是我们复活得永生的时候。
And when he comes again, that's the time for us to receive this resurrection and new life.
圣经一直在强调我们会从死里复活的。
And Bible kept emphasizing that one day we shall resurrect.
所以当一个人他如果生病的时候，他年老的时候。
So when someone who is at advanced age and when he becomes ill.
当他接触这个福音呢。
When the person come in contact with this gospel.
他说我真的相信说将来我要复活。
If the person believes that one day he will be resurrected.
那么通常他会迫不及待想要受洗。
And usually the person cannot wait to be baptized.
因为他知道我等一下不久就死了。
Because he knew that perhaps he might die very soon.
但是我死了以后我将来还要再复活。
However, once I die, I can still be resurrected in the future.
而且这个是复活之后就永远长存。
And once I resurrected, then I will live forever with Christ.
这些痛苦、这些悲伤、叹息都没有了。
And those pain and suffering will be no more.
所以每一个人他如果真的相信主耶稣基督的应许，他一定会有这种很强烈的盼望。
So for those who truly believe in God's teaching, then they will have this strong hope.
但日子久了可能会忘记。
Perhaps maybe those hope or the feeling of the hope were getting weaker due to the time.
那么我们今天大家生活都很忙碌。
AndWe know that we have a busy life nowadays.
我们今天所忙碌在世上的忙碌基本上都不会去告诉我们说要想一想你在世上活不久了。
When you are so busy with your own life in this world, it's very hard for you to think about that our life is going to be very short.
你看公司里面他在告诉员工都要有一个盼望，就是盼望你要能够尽你所能的为公司赚钱。
And in your company, they will try their best to brainwash you and tell you that you should try your best to earn money for your company.
你都会让你觉得说我可以活很久，还可以做很多很多事情的。
They will telling you that you are very capable and you are going to live long.
公司可能会用很多的训练的课程告诉这些员工说你要怎么样利用你的时间让它产生最大的效果。
And the company will have a lot of classes or seminars to tell you how to manage your time to bring the best benefit for their company.
我们如果没有在神面前用个道理去想想我们人生，有时候真的会在这种潮流当中迷失了。我们到底在做什么
？So if we do not reevaluate our life with God's teaching, sometimes we will become lost in our own life.
我们就会忘记说，其实我们日子不长。
So we will forget that our life in this world is very short.
我们体力是有限的。
And we have a limited energy in this world.
我以前在工作的时候，我的一个老板。
And when I was still working in this world, I had a boss.
他当时62岁。
And during that time, he was at the age of 62.
我跟他一起工作一年之后，他63岁。
So after I had worked with him for a year, so he was 63.
他那时候一直觉得他还可以活很久。
And during that time, he still thought or considered that he will live long.
他有很多很多的理想跟那个企图跟雄心大志，要怎样赚钱。
And he had many ideals and ambitions that he wanted to achieve.
要怎样发展一个事业。
So how can he develop a career?
因为他都没有想到说有一天他会死的。
However, he didn't think about that one day he will die.
他想说死还很远的事。
He actually considered that is something far away.
我现在身体健康。
Because he thought that he was very healthy.
我生活作息正常。
And he had a very regular routine.
我尽量我有好的医疗医生可以帮助我维持健康。
He had a very good insurance policy and he had very good doctors.
他有一个很好的家庭。
And he had a very good family.
每天生活都很喜乐。
So he had a very ideal life. He was very happy about it.
他想说 按照一般来评估应该可以还可以活很久。
So according to the ordinary evaluation, he should have a longevity.
况且他当时候他的小孩还小。
And not only that, his children were still very young.
因为他是再婚之后所生的孩子。
Because he had that kid after he remarried.
那时候他的小孩小的才读幼稚园，读一年级而已。
So during that time, his child was still in elementary school.
大的才读刚刚读高中。
And the older child was just entered high school.
所以他当时觉得人生后面日子还很长了。
So he considered that his life still have a long way to go.
哪里知道，他在63岁那一年就死了。
However, he didn't expect that his own death come at the age of 63.
完全没有想到。
He did not expect that at all.
他的家人也没有办法接受，哇，怎么突然这样子
？And his family cannot accept the fact.
因为他是被诊断出有慢性血癌。
Because he was diagnosed with this chronic leukemia.
那医生本来建议说，应该你这个问题应该不大，你如果吃个药做个化疗就可以控制了。
And in the beginning, doctor actually told him that it's actually not a big case. As long as you take some medication with chemotherapy, you should be okay.
因为按照统计，你这个问题应该很多时候都可以治好的。
And according to all the numbers or statistics, it's not a big problem.
哎，结果他真的去做化疗。
So later on, he had the treatment of chemotherapy.
做第二次化疗的时候。
However, during the second treatment,
他就突然心脏衰竭，在治疗在做化疗当中死了。
However, during the chemotherapy treatment, he had a cardiac failure and he passed away.
就是他突然心脏负荷不了那个药的冲击的过敏。
So he was actually allergic to the chemo or to the medication, so he became weak.
他要进手术房以前，还跟他太太说 ：“See you later, 等一下见。”
And before he entered the operation room, he told his wife saying that I'll see you later.
后来他就没有出来了。
However, once he get in, he didn't get out.
进去就出不来。
So he basically he died in the room.
这是人生的现实。
So that is the reality side of life.
你看今天没有神的人，他们是这样生活的。
So for those who do not have God, they live their life like that.
但是我们今天信主人，我们有一个永生的盼望，我们一定不能够让这个永生的盼望模糊了。
However, for those who believe in God, we have this eternal hope, then we shouldn't let anything, or we shouldn't let anything to blur our vision.
那我们要怎么样让我们这个对永生的盼望会一直都是很强的，而且都是会很有智慧去算算我们还有多少日子呢？
So how can we maintain this strong desire to long after this eternal life and to know how to count our lives?
我们来看希伯来书第三章。
So let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
第十二节
，verse 12，
希伯来书三章十二节
，Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12。
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。十三节
，verse 13。
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。十四节
，verse 14。
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。这段圣经呢，我们常常在看，就是要我们要谨慎的一个很重要的重点。
So a lot of time we read this passage quite often, and this passage trying to tell us that we need to be watchful.
他说要趁着还有今天，天天彼此相劝。
So you mentioned that while it is called today, let any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
那这个。趁着还有今天，就是我们应当要把握机会。
Which is tell us that we should grab this opportunity when we still have time.
这里说是天天哦，每一天哦。
And here you mentioned that daily.
我们有时候来教会是偶尔听一下道理而已啊。
And when we come to service, we actually just think that we just try to listen occasionally.
但是如果我们真的天天都被提醒，天天都这样相劝哦。我们的生活态度，我们的生活方式一定不一样。
However, if we are reminded daily, then the way of our life will be definitely different.
那这里就看到，让我们看到说，其实我们今天教会要真的需要一个团契的生活。
So from here, we know we should have a fellowship or live a fellowship in church.
如果我们有团契的生活，我们才会真的能够有办法天天彼此相劝。
So you have a live fellowship, then we can be reminded every day.
否则我们只是每一个人每一天都过自己的日子。
Otherwise, we will just live according to our own way every day.
我们可能在忙碌当中呢， 会把神忘记。
And we will forget about God in our busy schedule.
会忘记我们生命短暂的现实。
And we will forget the fact that our life is quite short.
因为如果我们没有这么谨慎。
Because if we are not watchful.
他说我们有人可能会存着不信的恶心把神离弃。
And he mentioned that, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
那这个不信的恶心，最后来希伯来书里面，他们当然提出以色列百姓他们的见解了。
So in the book of Hebrews, the author mentioned about the history of Israel.
以色列百姓啊，他们当时候在旷野，天天领受神的恩典，每天看神迹。
And those Israelites, they witnessed the miracles and signs every day.
但是他们最后还是把神离弃，他们还是拜偶像。
But at the end, they still departing from God and they worship idols.
他们还是不，他说心里迷糊，他不把神的作为放在心里面去想的。
And they do not put the work of God in their hearts and think about it.
那不管不只是当时候以色列百姓在旷野的生活是这样，或者他们后来百姓的那个信仰生活，真的是他说不信的恶心把神离弃。
Not only their life in wilderness, but their later life in the land of Canaan is still the same. They had this evil hearts.
当时候的犹太人，他们看着主耶稣基督行神迹讲道理，他们还是一样。不信耶稣啊。
When Jesus performed signs and miracles in front of Pharisees and scribes, but they still don't believe.
所以圣经才描述说，虽然神行了很多的神迹，但他们还是不信啊。
So in Bible, it mentioned that even though Jesus performed a lot of miracles, those people still do not believe.
那但是反过来，如果我们有团契的生活，大家会彼此相劝呢、啊。
However, in the flip side, if we had this life of fellowship, then we will encourage one another.
有时候我们彼此间一句话可能就会让人想起，诶，对啊，这件事情其实是 很不寻常的，但是有时候我们把它认为很普通。
So when we remind one another, and sometimes we'll realize that actually the thing that we do is not right.
你说神的作为，有时候我们如果仔细想想，应该我们就会越感谢神，说诶，神真在我们这里。
So once we are reminded, we'll be very thankful about God's work.
我们对神会敬畏，
and we'll respect God and fear him.
会想到神的话。
And we'll think about God's words.
那比如说我们现在看到一个老人家，他去受洗的时候
，For instance, when we see an old man receive water baptism,
他受洗的时候，你的老人家如果身体不好，很怕冷。
And we know for someone who is old, they are very afraid, they are afraid of being cold.
我们这几天天气比较冷一点，湿度比较高，我们就觉得，哎，这里好像真的冬天到了。
And recent days, the moist, the humidity and the temperature is getting cold.
但是我们有没有想过说，真的，如果一个老人家他在海里面进水的时候，他会不会很冷
？So we think about when someone who is old and is going to receive water baptism，
真的是很冷，会发抖啊。
Don't you think that person will be cold? And indeed, it's very cold.
但是如果神的作为出现的时候，这个本来应该会很冷的人，他竟然不会冷。
However, when God's power revealed, you make this person not feel cold in the water.
我们就看到说，哎，这个就是神的作为。
Then we can definitely tell that it's God's work.
就看到我们说，哎，神的这个洗礼，按照圣经所记载的这个洗礼，真的是有功效的。
Then we can see the effectiveness of this baptism according to the teaching of the Bible.
我们看到这些作为的时候，我们一定会越相信神啊，神真的是照他的应许啊，能够让我们体会他的作为。
So once we see those work done, we'll be further believe what Bible said.
这就是恩典。
And that is considered grace.
所以有时候我们看到神的作为，我们彼此相劝哦。有时候我们觉得是不，好像很寻常的，其实是不寻常。
So sometimes we encourage one another according to Bible's teaching. We thought that is something ordinary, but it's not.
那要彼此相劝，第二个理由就是说，免得有人会被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
And the second reason that to exhort one another is because some is to prevent the situation that someone's heart might be hardened.
现在这个魔鬼很厉害的。
And we know Satan nowadays are very good about deceiving people.
他要让破坏神的工作不需要再变得像很恐怖的那个魔鬼来吓吓我们而已。
And in order to hinder or destroy the work of God, he no longer need to turn himself into a very fearful form.
现在用那个罪私欲在我们心里面生出来怀胎，然后自然就会生出死来。
All you need to do is to plant the seed of sin or the thought of sin in our heart, and eventually that will grow and devour us.
所以魔鬼用罪恶来迷惑，让属神人跌倒的。
So Satan used this deceitfulness, the sin, to lure the members.
失意开始, 然后会变成罪。
And it all started with our flesh desires and eventually become sin.
那罪的力量就会让人落入迷惑, 失去理智。
And the power of sin will confuse us and eventually we cannot resist the power of sin.
今天如果我们天天这样子来彼此相劝呢?
So if we encourage and remind one another,
我们就不会让那个罪继续在我们的身上作王。
Then we will not allow sin to be our king.
我们就不会顺从身子的这个私欲。
Then we will not submit ourselves to our fleshy desires.
我们反过来会顺服圣灵。
Instead, we will submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
然后走在神的道上。
And to walk on the path of God.
所以 今天如果我们不要被罪迷惑，我们心里面就会柔软，我们就真的像那个温柔的心灵，让那个神的道理就会成长，就会有功效。
So if we are not being deceived by sin, then our heart will have this meekness, and our heart become a good feel for God's word to grow.
我们知道那个罪的迷惑会让我们心里面刚硬，道理就听不下去。
And a lot of time when we are being deceived by sin, then we will no longer being able to listen to God's word.
今天我们如果教会里面有一些团契的生活呢，我们彼此相劝呢，我们就不会真的不会被那个罪迷惑到会离弃神的地步。
So if we truly have a life of fellowship, then we won't go to a point that we are being deceived by sin and depart from God.
我们一定会及时回头。
And we will turn back to God in time.
会把起初的确实的信心能够把它重新找回来，而且坚持到底。
And we will find our first faith and pick it up.
你看我们今天彼此相劝，当然在消极上的层面来看，就是说，哎，免得这两件事情了哈，就是第十二节跟十三节说，免得存不信的恶心，免得被罪迷惑。From
the passage perspective of having a life of fellowship is to avoid the bad thing that mentioned in verse 12 and 13.
但是更积极的方面就是会让我们真的能够激发这个确实起初的信心。
However, in a proactive way is to compel the faith that we first have.
我们一开始每一个人一开始来信主的那个信心都是最强的。
As we know, when we first come to believe, our faith is the strongest.
所以今天我们在这个 天天彼此相劝这个团契的生活里面，都要讲一些有造就的话。
So when we having this fellowship in church, we should encourage one another with edifying words.
如果我们都能够像圣经所勉励我们的，他说用智慧把那个神的道理丰富的存在我们的心里。
So with wisdom, let's store God's words abundantly in our hearts.
那我们就用诗章、颂词、灵歌，他说彼此对说，互相教导。 然后彼此造就我们的信仰。
And then we'll teach and edify one another with songs, prayers, and
用颂词、用颂赞
and praise
灵歌，用诗歌，然后一起来彼此造就。
So we'll edify one another with praise, songs, and prayers.
那所以我们在分享当中所讲的话都是有造就性的。
So in all the sharing we have, we can edify one another.
我们所讲的，如果对激发起初确实的信心没有帮助的，就不要说了。
So it's something that we say cannot compel us to bring back this faith we first have, then we shouldn't say it.
所以我们趁着有今天呢，要彼此相劝。
So while it is called today,
谈对大家都对信心有帮助的话语。
So let's talk about something that will edify our faith.
有时候教会的一些软弱,
and sometimes we know church has its weakness.
人的一些缺点,
and everyone has shortcomings.
信徒当中一些不和睦的事情,
or something that causes disharmony.
有时候我们要很谨慎的去说。
Sometimes we need to be watchful and carefully when we talk about those things.
那甚至有些话是对人的一些批评,
and sometimes we might have criticism towards others.
那这些都是对 让我们坚持起初确实的信心没有帮助的。
And we know those things will not help us to gain back our first faith.
因为每一个人来信主的时候，他对教会都有一个很好的一个印象，就是说这个教会有神。
As we know, when everybody first come to believe in Jesus, they feel like this church is the most ideal church.
将来我们可以得到永生。
And one day we shall all receive eternal life.
那这个就是一个，这个就是一个起初一个很美好的一个盼望，让我们能够走这条天国道路的一个动力。
So that is a very wonderful vision that we have, and that will promote us and give us strength to walk on this path.
所以我们在彼此相劝的时候，一定要避免一些负面的，让人家的信心会遭受亏损的那些话语，最好不要说。
So when we are having this life of fellowship, we should try to avoid those words that will hinder or even cause someone to stumble in their faith.
因此，我们今天要真的趁着我们每一个人都有现在，有今天这一个日子。
So that's why while there is still today, we should try our best.
让我们彼此劝勉。
So let's encourage one another.
让我们更有充足的盼望，要追求那个永生。
So we may have this abundant hope, that will allow us to pursue after this eternal life.
让我们更有智慧，能够说出造就人的话。
And to have a wisdom, so we may speak, wise words.
帮助我们彼此的信心。
To edify our faith.
让我们每个人真的能够在基督里面有份。
So hence, everyone will take part, in Christ Jesus.
那将来，那就是将来永远极重无比永远荣耀。
And one day, at the end, we shall inherit, this most glorious, moment or the glory in the future.
今天晚上就用这些的彼此劝勉。
So tonight, I would like to use this as our mutual encouragement.
我们再来唱诗187首。
Let's sing hymn 187.